But the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sounded merry. But it was merry. Very.
Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presence at all.
He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came.
Somehow or other, it came just the same.
Mr. Grinch!
And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling.
How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags.
And he puzzled and puzzled till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before.
Maybe Christmas,
he thought,
doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
What happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day.
What's happening to me? Toasty inside. And I'm leaking. Oh, Max. I love you.
That's enough. Knock it off. Beat it. Get out of here. One step at a time.
Turn around, turn around, turn around, and you're a young girl going out of the door.
Where are you going, my little one, little one? Where are you going, my baby, my own? Turn around and you're two. Turn around and you're four. Turn around and you're a young girl going out of the door. Turn around.
Turn around.
Turn around. Going out of the door. Where are you going, my little one? Little one, little bundles and petticoats. Where have you gone? Turn around. Tiny, turn around and you're grown. Turn around and you're a young wife with babes of your own. Turn around.
Turn around.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul.